Now you're up to date on the latest national news. 7:10 now. More local news, traffic, weather, and fun continues with the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS.
And we are rolling along into the second hour of the Wake Up Crew this morning.
Good food and fun.
This is Wade Hayes, and the 7 o'clock hour of the Wake Up Crew is brought to you by Toots, Good Food and Fun. Here's Brian with a look at today's $4.99 lunch special.
All right, Wade, it is a Tuesday, so that means it's that half-pound burger, bacon, cheeseburger, and fries for just $4.99 all day long today at Toots.
In Murfreesboro, on Northwest Broad, South Church Street, and our newest location on Franklin Road, Highway 96 at Rucker Lane. Plus, we have a Toots on Samerley Parkway in Smyrna.
Good food and fun!
All right, time for our real fact of the day. What led to the expansion to the West? What were people looking for out in California?
Gold! The gold rush. Sonny.
Yeah, gold and then their hills, right?
That's right.
Well, one of the
making fun of my accent, boy. I'm doing an old minor accent.
One of the world's untapped gold resources would be in oceans, where it's estimated the world's oceans have about 10 billion tons of gold.
Wow.
Well, I mean, you can't really mine for them in the oceans, so I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm sure there's going to be a way. If there's 10 million tons and it's known where these gold deposits are, I mean, we drill for oil in the oceans, so I'm sure there'll be a way to get to that gold one of these days.
Another great real fact.
Real fact of the day. We're going to check on that real forecast for you right now.
Good morning, guys. We'll see mostly sunny skies for today and highs topping out near 94 degrees. Winds north around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies and light winds. Lows drop to 72. Wednesday, lots more sunshine, slight chance for afternoon showers and storms. Highs head back to around 94. Winds south around 5 miles per hour. And then slight chances for showers and storms continue on Wednesday night. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 72.
Technology for your home's heating and air system, the Daikin Fit from Precision Air. It's quiet, takes up less space, and uses less power. Chances are, even if you had a unit installed in the last few years, you can still save money by switching to the Daikin Fit. Precision Air. Online at PrecisionAirTN.com.
Good morning. Watching traffic volume pick up quite a bit in the last few minutes. Out here on 24, as you come past Walden Road, headed towards Nashville. Watch your speed. There's some radar out here. Still looks good right now. Rutherford Boulevard heading on to Broad Street. And inbound last Cassius Pike starting to pick up as well. Hey, if you're suffering from knee or back pain, call 1-800-281-8944. Learn how you can get a comfortable brace to help with that pain. Call 1-800-281-8944. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
At Bell Jewelers, we just introduced a new line of lockets that you can personalize with colored picture digitally. Hi, this is Lisa Halliburton at Bell Jewelers on Broad Street, across from Toots.
The Wake Up Crew. With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here on this Tuesday morning, partner.
Thanks, Paul.
Tuesday the 9th of July. We have that open to our segment here as we talk about our favorite Westerns of all time.
TV Westerns.
We've been talking TV shows and of different genres. And
I could listen to that all day.
Yeah. I only think of Westerns as TV. I don't think of them much as movies. I know there were a lot of them. But
I think Westerns more movies myself. But I didn't grow up in the time of TV Westerns. I know you didn't either.
No, but no, and that's what makes this a little more difficult for me, and I think that's why we should turn the reins over to John.
Yeah, it makes it easy for me. Mm-hmm. I can give you the top 10 list right now.
Rifleman, by the way, on the Rotten Tomatoes list or whatever of Westerns was number 2 of all time.
The Rifleman?
The Rifleman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It blended. It was the story of a man that had a rifle and a young boy, and he was a widower and the trials and tribulations. And it is my number one choice for Western. Number 2 comes in with Lawman. We talked about that before with Marshal Dan Troop Three would be Cheyenne, starring the great, late, great Clint Walker as Cheyenne Bodie. You want me to go on?
Keep going.
I'm going to put down number four would be Gunsmoke, which many of our listeners have already said that that was one of their favorite. Number five, and the only reason it's number five probably is because I had to go to church and I didn't get to see it much, was Bonanza. So that would be my top five or so. Maverick ranks in there too, number six or seven. So what do you have?
I've got, this is probably the only one that's on right now that I know of. And it's the only one that I'm watching. Westworld, based off the movie Westworld. Yeah. They remade it, and James Marsden's in that one. He's a great actor. I'm a big fan of him. Tessa Thompson got her start really in that show. It's where she became a household name. It's one of the HBO shows, Game of Thrones and all that. So it's got the really big budget and really big episodes.
It's pretty good. It's really pretty good.
I really enjoy that one. It's one of my favorites.
I really never watched Westerns. There weren't a whole lot on during my time. It was medical shows that were kind of popular when I was young. So there really weren't a lot
around.
That'll
be your day. Medical shows, when we do medical dramas, that'll be your day.
Yeah.
We got to add another one to the list. I didn't have medical dramas on there.
Can I ask a question?
I did watch The Lone Ranger in reruns as a kid, and I liked The Lone Ranger. So I'm going to have to add The Lone Ranger in there.
Can I ask something non-related to this topic a little bit? But you brought up James Marsden, who I think is a great actor, and played Cyclops in X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
Why did they kill him off? Was the comic book? Did he get killed in the comic book?
Mm-hmm, he
okay.
does. Mm-hmm.
But they killed him off like in the second movie.
Yeah, and he came back. They killed him off in the third movie.
Okay, but he was very hardly in it.
Yeah, and then they didn't make any more with that group of X-Men anymore, so they just...
But he was a great Cyclops, though, because he looked like the guy in the comic book. I mean, if anybody could look like somebody in the comic book, it was James Marsden.
He was almost Superman in Superman Returns.
Yeah, yeah.
He was almost Superman in Man of Steel, and he was almost Green Lantern in the Green Lantern movie.
And now he's too old probably to play any of them.
He's too old for any of them.
Wow. I wonder why he didn't get picked. I know he's kind of a smaller guy, and he's not.
He's pretty built.
Oh, is he?
Mm-hmm.
But I know. But I mean, I'm talking about height. You know,
I'm not sure.
Not your prototypical. Hey, I look like Superman kind of thing.
Well, they picked Brandon Routh because he looks just like Christopher Reeve.
Yeah, that was probably
And then they picked
he did a good job in that. I thought.
Yeah. No, I thought he was great. And then they picked Henry Cavill because Henry Cavill is massive. That was just what it came
down
to. And
so I guess we've kind of but.
Now who's
anyway,
next?
You've answered that question. He'll be the next James Bond. But I guess the TV Western were really popular in the 50s and the 60s. In fact, in I think 58, I think that's the year, they had like 8 of the top 10 shows in television were Westerns. Mm. Have Gun Will Travel, Rawhide, Cheyenne, all of those were in there. And by 63 or 64, there were only 2 left.
Do you want to read us that IMDb list there?
Yeah, I can. Rifleman was only on for 5 seasons.
Yeah.
So
yeah. It declined when the Western declined, basically.
Mm-hmm. It's number 2 behind the Forsaken Westerns, which started in 2017. And that is on, and I don't know where you can find it, but it's Rare Untold Western TV Show Pilots, Anthologies, and Western Series Episodes. So maybe these are shows that were never made.
Like Track Down.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Rifleman 2, Maverick was 3rd. Have Gun Will Travel was 4th. Gunsmoke was 5th. Cheyenne 6th. Lawman was 7th. Wanted Dead or Alive was 8th. The Rebel was 9th. And The Restless Gun was number 10.
At the law offices of John Day, we represent people who've been injured and need our legal help. And it's our job to give them that help as quickly as we can. After helping hundreds of Middle Tennesseans in the past couple years, we've opened a new, larger office on Medical Center Parkway, just across the street from the hospital. If you've been injured, we're closer and more convenient than ever. Go to johndaylegal.com and call us for a free consultation. Remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is proud to be the official medical group of MTSU Athletics. We all win big when we work as a team for better health. Just like MTSU's athletes and coaches, our healthcare professionals work tirelessly to make our community proud. At MMC, we really are true blue. MTSU is our hometown team, and your health is our mission. Visit mmclinic.com or call us at 615-893-4480.
Habitat Restore Murfreesboro and Habitat Restore Smyrna are both excited to help you with your warm weather updates.
So Habitat Restore now has a location in Smyrna and Murfreesboro.
Do you live in Smyrna? We have a Restore location there too. 413 Nissan Drive, next door to Gill's Ace Hardware.
And thank you for shopping at the Restore.
Two locations to serve Rutherford County.
Then Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
WGNS.
Our family at Demas's Restaurant are proud to support local emergency responders who put their lives on the line for our community each and every day. This is Peter Demas, and here is this week's Demas's Emergency Responder of the Week.
Deputies Kyle Rigsby and Jeff Spurlock, both with the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office, were at the hospital where a three-year-old boy was waiting for his sister to be born, and he asked them for a hug. Several people, also in the waiting room, saw what was happening, and they were moved emotionally as they took photos of the event. We say thank you to Rutherford County Sheriff's deputies Kyle Rigsby and Jeff Spurlock. You helped to make Rutherford County special.
When you see a firefighter, police officer, paramedic, or telecommunicator going the extra mile, let WGNS know, and we at Demas's Restaurant will salute them as the Emergency Responder of the Week.
Hi, folks. I'm Rodney French from French's Shoes and Boots in Murfreesboro. We work hard to find the best brands at the best prices and always great hometown service. Shoe brands like Joseph Seibel, Johnson Murphy, Cohan, Nike, Converse, and many more. Boot brands like Justin, Rocky, Chippewa Area, Timberland Keen, and Tony Lama. Tons of clothing by famous makers like Carhartt, Wrangler, Rocky, and Area. All priced at unbelievable bargains.
Shop at French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Back here on the show on News Radio WGNS, and it is time to find out about the MTSU Early Learning Programs. Connie Kasha is joining us here this morning to talk about that. Connie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Brian. Glad to be here this morning.
Well, good to have you here. So MTSU Early Learning, what is this all about? Kind of tell me, give us a little detail here.
Sure. So at the MTSU College of Education, we have three early learning programs that are supported by the College of Education, both financially, building facility-wide, and then we provide services and support to the students in either the early childhood education program or in the child and development family studies. One of our oldest programs is the Ann Campbell Early Learning Center, and it's a child care program that supports children with and without disabilities through a hands-on learning environment. We have approximately 60 children enrolled in that program. It's a full day, Monday through Friday, mm-hmm. with options for families to come part-time if they're interested. But we support children with disabilities through that program. They come to us either through a referral with the Tennessee Early Intervention System or just from the community. So we have a large waiting list. We wish it was a larger program, but very, very foundational and developmentally appropriate practices, and a great place for people to come and visit if they're looking for new ideas on how to support children in a learning environment.
Mm-hmm.
Our second program is the Child Development Center. And it is a part-time program for community families. And the children enrolled in that program are there either as an infant toddler program for children from 1 year of age to up to 3 years of age. And then our preschool program is for children 3 to 5 years of age. And the both of those classrooms are led by a master teacher who supports the work of students that are doing a practicum. And so each session has one to three students supported in the classroom by the master teacher as they're learning to be qualified teachers. And our third program is a home and community-based early intervention program. And that program is a home visitation program. It is funded through the Tennessee Early Intervention Systems and supports children birth to age 3 that have an identified disability. We serve over 300 families a month in that program. Yes, it's one of our largest. And we go out to the homes or to a community center if families are working and needing support in the community centers where their child attends. And we provide what's called developmental therapy in those programs. And so we help families who have identified goals for their children and how to reach those goals.
There's so much going on here.
Absolutely. Yes, very much.
I mean, you're talking about children who maybe have some type of disability that they're getting this help. You also have students at the university who are learning how to interact, and this is their career. That's what they want to do. And so they're learning that. So it just seems like it's like the perfect storm of things coming together here to really help a lot of people.
It really does. So our focus is on helping children and families, helping students, and helping the community learn and understand more about early childhood education. One of the kind of a bigger state initiative that we have become involved in is the Adverse Childhood Experiences in Building Strong Brains Tennessee, and helping raise awareness again about how important the very first years of life are, and that we need to make sure that we have educators that understand that, families that understand it, and the community at large, because we're all one family. And even though I like to say our children are about 25% of our population currently, they're 100% of our population of the future. And so we need to make sure that we can help them have a good start, and families understand and the community understand how important these things are.
Connie Kasha joining us here to talk about MTSU's early learning programs. For someone who's listening that's saying, you know what, I would love to get involved somehow. This may be just what my child needs. What's the first step they need to do?
So if they're interested in learning more about their programs, they can contact me. Then contact me through email, Connie, C-O-N-N-I-E dot Kasha, C-A-S-H-A. At mtsu.edu, and I'll be glad to get additional information. They can also go to the MTSU website and look up these different programs. So the Ann Campbell Early Learning Center, the Child Development Center, or the Home and Community-Based Early Interventions Program. So they're all listed at the MTSU EDU website.
Our guest, Connie Kasha, with MTSU Early Learning Programs here on News Radio WGNS today.
The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
You've heard us talking about the Villages of Murfreesboro, a new luxurious senior center community near Stones River Battlefield. Not sure if the Villages of Murfreesboro is the right move for you? I'm Sue Hall, inviting you to try us out. Select a one- or two-bedroom apartment and try for at least 2 weeks. Enjoy the same amenities as our residents, no strings attached. The Villages of Murfreesboro, luxurious and yet affordable. TheVillagesOfMurfreesboro.com.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
Treating your allergies, they give you a dry mouth. And if they give you a dry mouth, anything gives you a dry mouth is also giving you a dry eye. You've just got to try it. True Tear.
McCabe Vision Center.
True Tear unit works well. You produce your own tears. And your own tears is the best thing you can have. It's better than any eye drops you can buy on the store.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial.
This is Ron Hall with Fair Construction. We at Fair Construction also offer a 24-hour emergency service. Whether your shingles are blown off your roof, you have a tree on your roof, or if you have your whole house flooded, we offer a 24-hour emergency service. We can also help with any frozen pipes. We're family here at Fair Construction. We care about you. Give us a call at 615-893-6120. That's Fair Construction Company.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Rolling on, slow rolling here with this music, right, on a Tuesday morning. It is July the 9th. It is 7:30, and we want to thank you for making the Wake Up Crew the fastest growing morning radio show here in Rutherford County among our listeners. And we want to say also to call or text in your birthdays now at 615-893-1450. Call or text, and who knows, you could be the recipient of a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe on North Walnut.
Courtney Yates is today's good neighbor of the day. She's a big community supporter, and she's always willing to help out a friend in need. So she's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts.
News, traffic, and weather coming up for you.
Hi, folks. I'm Rodney French from French's Shoes and Boots in Murfreesboro.
Shop at French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Let's check weather.
Good morning, guys. We'll see mostly sunny skies for today and highs topping out near 94 degrees. Winds north around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies and light winds. Lows drop to 72. Wednesday, lots more sunshine, slight chance for afternoon showers and storms. Highs head back to around 94. Winds south around 5 miles per hour. And then slight chances for showers and storms continue on Wednesday night. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 72.
Good morning. Traffic volume has picked up quite a bit, but it's moving. Let's keep it moving. 24 west here at Walden Road, continuing towards Nashville. I-40's picked up now with that traffic. Headed over towards Franklin, Williamson, County. A lot of radar spotted over in that area. Watch yourself down 96. A lot of people using that right now as well. Headed over towards the Franklin area. Hey, suffering from knee or back pain, then call 1-800-281-8944. Learn how you can get a comfortable brace to help with that pain. 1-800-281-8944. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
A Murfreesboro reckless homicide case from March will be in court by the end of this month. Nathaniel Sherman, an intern at the Rutherford County District Attorney's Office, told News Radio WGNS.
Wade is charged with reckless homicide. The charge arose from an investigation into the shooting death of Carmen Elias Simmons. That investigation began the night of March the 13th, 2019, when Wade called the police and requested that an ambulance come to the 400 block of 4th Street in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. When the Murfreesboro police arrived at the scene, they discovered that Wade's girlfriend, Carmen Simmons, had been shot in the face. Carmen Simmons was transported to St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, where she was pronounced dead. After interviewing witnesses and processing the scene, Murfreesboro City Detective Doug Arrington charged Deontay Wade with reckless homicide. Deontay Wade is presently released from custody after posting a $75,000 bond.
18-year-old Carmen E. Simmons was killed in that case. Almost 100 new laws in Tennessee are now in effect. Murfreesboro Police Department Lieutenant Clayton Williams says one of those laws deals with hemp.
Right now, hemp is a big topic, and we see signs a lot for CBD and vapor products and things like that. And so they've passed a protection act making it illegal to sell hemp or vapor products to anyone under age of 18. They determined that some of those things may not be a good idea for minors to be exposed to.
Of course, the law to receive the most publicity has been that law dealing with your cell phone. As of July 1st, you can no longer hold your cell phone or text or talk while driving. In fact, your phone can't even be in your hands while driving in Tennessee. More news at WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio WGNS.
On air, online at WGNSradio.com. On the go with our mobile apps. News Radio WGNS, Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
When you visit Hoover Paint Store, you'll see that many of our customers have been doing business with us for years. Why?
Because they know we have the finest quality of paint, a knowledgeable staff, and treat every customer special. Hoover Paint Store has the paint you need to make any project shine. If it's not worth painting, call Neil's Dozer Service. They'll tear it down.
I'm Tim Bowen, and I'll invite you to visit our family business, Hoover Paint Store, on the corner of Memorial and Loki, or visit us online at www.hooverpaint.com.
The Doug Young Educator of the Month salute from News Radio WGNS spotlights Carrie Parr, a special education teacher at Barfield Elementary. Here's Melissa Miller.
What would you say to up-and-coming teachers to encourage them?
Always be looking for the good that is in a child and what a child can do versus what they can't do. Because that's what usually will take a child a long way.
What made you decide to be a teacher?
I love working with children that have challenges and that have obstacles that they're trying to get around.
What do you enjoy most from working with students?
My favorite thing is when I see them do something that nobody thought they could do, or when I see the smile on their face when they are surprised at what they're able to do.
What are the achievements you're most proud of?
Just being in special ed for as long as I have been. It's something that I really love. It's a passion that I followed.
Carrie Parr, a special education teacher at Barfield Elementary, the Doug Young Educator of the Month. Sponsored by City Tile and Floor Covering on Spring Street, L&K Trophies, and Toots Good Food and Fun.
The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Jamie Williamson is with us today. She is a makeup instructor at the Georgia Career Center here in Murfreesboro. Jamie, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So what do you do there as far as working with students?
I am actually the makeup instructor. It is a new program that Georgia Career Institute is offering. It is a 200-hour program, and we certify our students in eyelash extensions, eyebrow extensions, and this program is actually open to everyone, licensed estheticians, cosmetologists, and also just anyone really, really interested in the makeup industry.
And again, how many hours?
200 hours.
That sounds like a lot.
It's not many, actually. It's super quick to get through. It's only a 6-week program for the day, and it is 16-week for a night program.
Oh, so it's really not that bad then.
Super quick.
That's
super
awesome. Quick. Yeah. So when a student comes to you and they say, look, I've wanted to do this ever since I was a little kid, what do you say to them? I mean, what's the first thought?
I get excited that I can help them get into something that they love. I want to put them under my wing and do whatever I can to really help them.
What are some success stories that you've heard over the years? I mean, after they take the program, they get that first job offer. I mean, what is it that you hear?
Well, this is a newer program, and I actually have a student who came from health and started in, and she in a few short weeks has just completely transformed. Her work is incredibly amazing, and she just cannot wait to start in this industry.
Again, Jamie Williamson with us with the Georgia Career Center here in Murfreesboro, located at the intersection of Northfield and Memorial Boulevard in town. Now, the cool thing about what you do there is it's all about making somebody feel good as far as, you know, their future customers go.
Yes. Yes. I want everyone to feel their best, and I want my students to learn that we can make people feel absolutely amazing about themselves.
And that's the cool thing about this industry right. That you're in. I mean, I think it'd be awesome to make somebody walk away feeling better than when they first arrived to
the
see you.
The smiles that you get from people just by putting a little makeup on their face, it's just touching.
So if somebody wants to learn more about Georgia Career, if they want to learn, you know, that future path in a different industry that they never thought of, what should they do first?
You should come in and tour our school. Come in and meet me. I will be in the classroom with my students. We would love to have you come to our campus. We have a beautiful campus. And just come in and talk to Ms. Crystal.
Sounds great. And there's also opportunity there to get credit, you know, so that you can find a better way, I guess, to pay for school and the hours that you're going to be taking.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of different programs there that work with future
right.
students.
Right. The experience that you get as well, just the absolute amazing experience that you get from the field trips we take to the people that you'll meet just in the few short weeks that you're there too.
Field trips that you take.
Yes.
So what do you do?
We do sci-fi makeup as well. So we go to like performance studios and we have guest speakers come in that have been in the industry for a long time and teach different tips and tricks from them. So you not only learn from me, but you learn from other professionals in the industry as well.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
So like makeup for the arts, for movies, for
Correct.
Plays. That's
Correct.
Cool.
Yeah, we teach it all and we want you to learn it all. We want you to take it and go with it.
Again, Jamie Williamson with us today. Jamie, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
WGNS, your good neighbor station.
Rutherford County's place to talk.
It's 7:39, and you're listening to the Wake Up Crew here from News Radio WGNS. A reminder to call or text in those birthdays. Last chance here now, 615-893-1450. That's call or text right now. You could win a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe on North Walnut Street during our birthday club. Also, if you'd like to contact us, got questions, comments, or just say hi to us, email us, wakeupcrew@wgnsradio.com. That's wakeupcrew@wgnsradio.com, and we would love to hear back from you. Also, if you missed any part of the show, you can check out the podcast section at wgnsradio.com. Click on the Wake Up Crew, and you can listen back to any of the show that you may have missed any day. So check it out there at WGNSradio.com. Coming up on 740, we'll check in and see what's happening at Junior's when we come back.
The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, let's work together to help ensure you're prepared for your journey. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Hi folks, I'm Rodney French from French's Shoes and Boots in Murfreesboro. We work hard to find the best brands at the best prices and always great hometown service. Johnson & Murphy and Cole Haan dress and casual shoes, regular price $125 to $225, French's price $39 to $59. Family owned for generations, see why people say it makes good sense to shop at French's Shoes and Boots.
It makes good sense to shop at French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Hi, this is Dan with Music World and Drummer's Den. I'm the guitar tech here. I do setups and repairs. The setup is where you make your guitar play as well as it ever will. Whether you're a professional or a beginner, you need this done at least a couple of times a year to get the most out of your instrument. We also have lessons, $25 for a half hour of keys, anything with strings and drums. Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church, right across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
The Habitat Restore in Murfreesboro and Smyrna will take your gently used furniture.
We'll come get it. Just call 615-849-5994.
Call Habitat Restore at 615-849-5994.
And we'll pick up your gently used cabinets, furniture, and more.
615-849-5994.
We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
The Habitat Restore.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Wrapping things up here for this Tuesday morning at 7:42, and the Wake Up Crew has been brought to you by Junior's Foodland, located at 323 East Main, just off the square. You know, at Junior's, they've got a great selection of the freshest fruits and the best produce that you will find anywhere in town. Always fresh, whether it's grown locally or across the world, you can know that the quality and variety that you deserve every day is at Junior's Foodland. Stop on in and visit with the friends over at Junior's, because that's what they are. You know, they're not just people who are randomly throwing things on the shelves, and you feel that community feeling over there, I guess is where I'm going with that. Over at Junior's Foodland, no cards, no games, no gimmicks. They offer everyday low prices and weekly specials to everybody every day. No card required. Junior's open until 8 tonight, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and Sunday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. at 323 East Main. Well, we have made it through another day.
Yes, we have. I was wondering, while you were reading, you know, talking, your beard's back.
No beard.
What?
Just the goatee.
Well, I mean, I think of it the same thing. Gosh, you guys, the beard. It's a kind of a goatee then. Anyway, every time he shaves it, it looks like it gets wider every time he grows it back.
It did grow back much grayer this time.
Wonder what causes that.
White. Let's go with white.
Wonder what causes that.
Each one of them have a name. Dalton, Bobby, Heather, Dalton, Bobby. Yeah, I can name them all.
Oh, man.
I wonder if there's any in there named John.
I'm sure there are a few. probably on the chin. That's where he took it, probably. Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't like shaving above the, under my nose.
Oh, I didn't say it looked bad. I'm just saying it's a little wider than it used to be.
It's always hard to shave in those little spots. So,
yeah.
And if you'll notice, his temples are whitening too. Just a little bit.
Really?
But he's looking
great. Let me see. No, I think he's okay. Maybe a little bit, maybe.
Let him turn his head sideways and you can see. He looks distinguished. He doesn't look bad.
Like a professor.
Mm-hmm. He looks wise.
Can't wait till you're 30. You will never